Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Joining us on the line, this is good for us here on the download and also for the city of Chicago to hear from a speaker who was at today's funeral for Freddie Gray, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jackson, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. We are so very disturbed at what's happening in Baltimore now. The violence is spreading. This is a response to real bad police people relations.
Mm-hmm. What message do you have for those watching Baltimore tonight?
Well, what you're looking at really are the expressions of the hopeless, not the fearful, the hopeless, those who feel nothing else they can do to get people's attention. Well, in Baltimore earlier today, on the west side, there's 17,000 vacant homes or abandoned lots, 17,000. You have 30% unemployment. And really the kind of energy spent on getting more police, the Secretary of HUD and transportation and labor should be there to give people somewhere out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw an editorial in The Sun this week that the neighborhood Gray was from, 1 in 4 kids were jailed. Tell us about the neighborhood he was from. Tell us about the funeral today. And tell us about, for those who didn't see the funeral and all we were hearing about are the protests, tell us about what we missed.
Well, you know, it seems that there was not much activity yesterday and even today until the funeral was over. At the funeral today, it was a very well-attended, very packed church, a couple thousand people, very inspirational service and inspirational song. I remember the family met with Scott Taylor, this woman, to their house, in Baltimore, so it was going very well. Mm-hmm. Then, when the service was over, one began to get this notice on why that some gang members are coming together. They were going to use their coming together to attack police. And it actually has happened. And so, in the last 3 years, 111 folks have been killed by the police. 111. So you have a lot of bad blood on both sides.
You know, in the service today, you called Gray a martyr. Why'd you call him a martyr?
He's shot uninjured. Shot unarmed. And people lashed on him, getting up off of the sidewalk, aided by police. So I'm walking. They were like walking pallbearers. And then he was dead. Police commissioner himself said that he should receive medical attention. He did not. So people see him as they had another case of someone who is dead, really should be alive.
Talking with the Reverend Jesse Jackson here on the download. Reverend Jackson, you know, a lot of the same issues that are affecting African American communities in Baltimore are affecting African American communities here in Chicago. What do you, when you see this happening in Baltimore, and you see it happening on a national scale where all the eyes of the country are watching, what can be done to resolve something so we don't get to protests and riots and in some cases looting? What needs to be done?
There's issues on the front that there has some legitimacy to the protests. I disagree with the violence as a reaction because you distract from the subject. The subject should be about getting jobs for that 30% unemployment and skilled trade training and stores, commerce, money to do that, jobs, education, health care. And when you're in rioting, you can't hear any of that. It's all about rocks and bricks and windows. And so we think the violence is impractical. And when it's all over, it's happening basically in the community. Things will be worse off in a bad situation. I think that the real issue should be addressed, Secretary of HUD, with 18 other vacant homes and Secretary of Labor, so much skilled trade training should take place, should be a part of a solution. There's a plan to contain, there must be a plan to develop.
And you're so for you and Operation Push, especially in Chicago, you've pushed a lot for fair housing. You've pushed for jobs. These are some of the same issues that are playing out in Baltimore, and why you're seeing.
They're the very same issues in Chicago. You give them an 80,000 vacant home but abandoned lot. If the public schools close, if the drug stores, 75 grocery stores close, some units and hospitals close, you have a very, very dire situation in Chicago, very similar to what we see in Maryland. I hope it does not happen anywhere, but it's happening in Maryland. And if you read the Crudler Commission report, and that should be a good guideline, the Crudler report, you have this much racial and economic polarization, it's a spark and set the whole thing off. I hope it does not happen, but we're very close to it.
Again, we're talking with Reverend Jesse Jackson. Before I let you go, you know, we talk about the protests and turning to violence. What do you want to say to the people of Baltimore who have nothing to do with this? That on a national scale, you hear a lot of media saying Baltimore is, you know, there's a big riot in Baltimore, but it's really happening in very specific places. What do you want to say to the people of Baltimore and to the people who are watching about what's unfolding?
Even though you, of course, please do not self-destruct. Do not self-degrade. Stay in tonight. The day when they declared the emergency state and begin to close the city down, school was just turning out. When they stopped public transportation, you students had no place to go. And that complicated the situation. Kids living on one side of town, have to go to the other side, can't get out because of the bus has stopped. So without transit, there was no adequate exit plan. The state of emergency was declared. I hope that others watching this will at least be in a position of emergency preparation where they live.
Reverend Jackson, what can you do as a leader? What can you do to make sure that something like this control? I mean, there's been so much talk about. I mean, there's a viral picture going around where a parent goes out and grabs one of the protesters off the street. There's been a push on social media for parents and other people to take control of their kids. What do you say to that as a leader, as someone who has been a spokesperson for the African American community? What do you say to that idea that the parents need to be more involved in this?
They're doing the best that they can, but I'll tell you, it's very difficult. We can tell you in Chicago, on the south and west side, unemployment's around 30%. And then north side, around 3%. Suburb job owner science. That is a bad time. You have high rates of unemployment, high rates of poverty, lack of access to jobs, and poor education. And it's combustible. We've had 250,000 stop and frisk in the last 3 months, according to the latest report. That kind of precipitous behavior by police and people is a spark. We hope that does not happen, but we should be on the front side. Once a riot has begun, as it is, now you can do nothing but hope and end with the fewest injuries possible. That's all you can do is hope for the best.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, who spoke today at Freddie Gray's funeral, thank you so much for joining us tonight on WGN.